some of what's going on is not under Texas's control. So the natural gas prices I already mentioned is from the larger economy. The federal government's policies on production tax credits and other subsidies for renewables are having a material impact in Texas. It's not most of the story, but it is part of the story. But there's not something that the Texas regulators can do anything about. It's not something that they control. And then there are some things that, in fact, Texas could deal with that are related to its market design. And I'm going to talk about those kinds of improvements. And then there are some things which are relevant to Texas, which are a little bit outside the scope of market design, in particular wholesale market design, but have a lot to do with operations in the wholesale market. And these are subjects that we thought should be addressed, and I'll talk about what those are as well. But the motivation for us, given all these changes, was this kind of cycle that you see, which is these various policies are impinging, and then the concern is that prices are low, and then there might affect the availability and the operational reliability of the system, and then ERCOT, the market operator, will start is taking occasionally actions that are outside the market, which then in circle tends to depress the prices, which then reinforces this problem. So you have to think about how to make changes to improve the operation of that system to sort of mitigate this cycle and try to have a better set of signals and better set of prices that come along. So we made a number of recommendations, and I'll go through them quickly so that we can address questions. The first one was to price marginal losses. So Texas and ERCOT, like virtually every other organized market that I'm familiar with,